The halls are tall, wide, marble, and in just about every one, there are beautiful pieces of our province. The art comes from the Sask Arts Permanent Collection, which gathers exclusively Saskatchewan artists through the years.
Hi, Lisa?
Yes, hi.
Belinda Harrow helps to decide what goes where out of the vaults. There are nearly 4,000 works in the collection.
I think it's a very special thing because it has specifically focused on Saskatchewan art, and it shows like this great history of what's been made in the province over that period of time.
Filled with well-known names.
A Joe Fafard ceramic sculpture of cows. We have a Vic Sikansky bronze.
The partnership with the legislature started more than 10 years ago.
It's actually feels a little bit like a gallery space.
So how do they decide?
We want what's seen at the ledge to really be a little microcosm of the collection as a whole, if we can.
On the second floor, there's a large painting called Defy Gravity, a little girl hanging upside down from a branch. It's from Saskatoon artist Marie Lanoux. She says it's fitting her work is on display, and it's important it's this painting.
The subject matter was, you know, the empowerment of young women and encouraging, with the title Defy Gravity, to take chances, take risks, check out the possibilities in life.
One of Harrow's new favorites is called Golden Acres by Sanford Fisher. It's on the third floor and was donated by the Earhart family.
They owned a pub in small town Saskatchewan, and they asked Sanford to create a piece that would be in the beverage room.
The large painting shows a farm and fields in stunning color. Now, the partnership isn't just about the art, but about where it is. A building where all kinds of people from in and out of Saskatchewan spend time.
They're there, and when the people come who come and visit the legislative building from other parts of the country get to see it.
And those who work there appreciate it. Michael Wieger is the MLA for Weyburn Bengough.
It's more than just a building. It's almost like a museum, art gallery, all in one, right? And so it is very important to have those pieces of art that are lining all the halls. Always.
And altogether, Harrow calls it a privilege for the art to grace the legislature's marble halls. At the legislative building, I'm Lisa Schick.